Christy Grainer, and I want to welcome you back to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm here today with Yvette Gray, and we've got a lot to talk about. Yeah, wow. We've known each other for a few years, and I'm very excited for you to meet Yvette. First of all, some of you have been following our podcast for a while, and you've known her as a dream interpreter, right?
Yes.
So Yvette's been around. We're trying to figure out exactly what year, but she's been around Dare to Believe for about 8 or 9 years. Seven, 8, 9 years? We're not exactly sure.
We think so. We lose track when we're having fun.
Right? Yes, that's right. And so I just want you to get to know her a little better, and she has launched her own podcast, so I want her to tell her story. And so this is probably going to be a couple parts, we decided.
Okay. Yeah.
And we want to take our time and not make it too long for you listeners, but we're grateful that you're here. And we want to make sure that you do come back. So like and subscribe to us and share this podcast with other people, please. But Yvette has been a dream interpreter for a while.
Yes.
That was your first connection to Dare to Believe.
I came as a dreamer.
As a dreamer.
I came as a dreamer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we interpreted your dreams, and you were trained and went through training and were released as a dreamer. And you went on some ministry trips with me regarding dream interpretation.
Yeah.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. And she's a wonderful person and has been on our ministry board for many years.
Yep.
We don't even know exactly how
many. Track of that
but we
too.
Love her, and we aren't letting her leave. And so Yvette's story is a really beautiful one. I didn't know the depth of her story. I knew parts of her story, but you've gone public with some even more interesting parts of your story. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I want you to be able to share and encourage people, because God's been very faithful to you over the years.
Very faithful.
Very faithful.
Yes.
And so Yvette, I thought until this point, about a few months ago, I thought that Yvette was basically raised in Minneapolis. I was wrong. I knew she was from Chicago, but I thought she moved up here and went through school mm-hmm. in here, and you didn't.
Well, you're partially right. I am from Chicago, born and raised in Chicago, but I spent all my summers here in Minneapolis.
All your summers.
Yeah, so every day on the last day of school, my aunt would come and pick me up and take me to Minneapolis for the whole summer.
Okay.
And then I'd go back home for the school year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she's very involved in both communities, but now lives and works in Minneapolis and has been there since college.
I came here to go to the U of M Twin Cities campus. And then after that, I felt like my life was here more than Chicago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I ended up staying, working, all the things.
Yep. And mm-hmm. we are very grateful. And then going to graduate school.
And graduate school
yeah.
a little later.
So mm-hmm. she actually has a graduate degree in social entrepreneurship, which is, she's a smart lady and a leader, a strong leader. And we just love having Yvette around. And she, while you were in college, when did you start Young Life? When did you start being involved in Young Life?
Oh, I was working, but I had been working at Sabathany Community Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And tell people what Sabathany is.
Sabathany Community Center is an organization. It has 6 core programs. And the idea behind it is sometimes when people need services, you may go to one place and they say, oh, no, this is not where you do this. You need to go, downtown. Mm-hmm. And so Sabathany tried to address that and have many different services in one place. So if you needed an after-school program, that's there. If you need a food shelf, that's there. If you needed senior programming, also there. So
mm-hmm. It's a cool place.
It's a cool place, and it's been in the community for a long time. I was even, when I came here for a summer, got tutored at Sabathany.
Really?
In the summer. Yeah, and then I ended up working there. So
that's very cool.
Yeah, kind of full circle.
Gary and I, in our early years of our marriage, lived in South Minneapolis, mm-hmm. probably for 7, 8 years. I'm not sure. But I tried to get a job there, and I could not get hired there.
Oh, no.
So I'm a little jealous. It's a cool place, but it is a very, very cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then got involved in Young Life.
Yeah. So growing up in Minneapolis, I went to camps all the time, summer camps at Park Avenue Church. And my camp counselors were so amazing. I always wanted to be a camp counselor after my experience with them. And while I was at Sabathany, we had been given some grant money, and I had to go to this event to get the grant money or, be at the reception.
Right.
But I really didn't want to go. And I asked my boss, like, why do I have to go? I don't want to go. Can you go? And he's like, Yvette, you're the only person who can go. So when I get there, I run into the person who oversees Young Life in Minneapolis. And we're talking. We had known each other in college, but I didn't know that he was involved with Young Life. And in fact, I had never heard of it. And so he was telling me what he did. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I've always wanted to be a camp counselor. And they were getting ready to go on a camp trip. And he's like, well, we're going to, you know, I think it was North Carolina. And it was probably in a couple weeks. And I'm like, please, can I please? And so I went, and the rest was history. I had volunteered for 2 years and worked for Young Life for six. So I was involved for a total of 8 years. And then sometime later, I was on their board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. Is Young Life where you met Kai?
Not exactly. So I really love music. And
oh, I forgot about this part of you. Mm-hmm. This is great. Yeah.
Yeah. I really love music. I used to be a personality, an on-air personality.
She used to be a very well-known DJ in Minneapolis. And what did you call it, your show?
Yeah, it was Rap Radio with Vet and Disco T.
Vet and Disco T.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, and Disco T is no longer here, but he was a really great DJ.
And we'll be places with a vet, and that's how people know her, because she's pretty well-known for that. So
yeah, I did that for 7 years, and I just loved music, and I always wanted to work in a record store. And so I got a part-time job at a place called the Electric Fetus in South Minneapolis. It's a really well-known record store.
Yes.
And Kai came in, and now he will say that I was trying to pick him up. He has a different story than I do. But I felt like I knew him. And that's how we met. And he thought it was a line, like a pickup line. Like, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? But I really felt like I knew him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so later I found out he was a really nice guy. And I asked if he would volunteer for me with Young Life.
Okay.
And so he did. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. 21 years later. And
yes. Just to celebrate your 21st anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah, Kai's a great guy.
He is.
Yep. And as we've known you, there's been a lot of ministry things. You came through 1 year of our ministry school. You, after that was finished, you came when you texted us or something and said, oh, I've had a diagnosis. So talk about that journey.
Yeah. I went to the doctor for some routine tests, and I thought it was just going to be just a regular day. And I had planned to watch Netflix, and my aunt had come over, and we made lunch. And then I got a call that my test results were concerning. And she reported that I had grade 2 cancer, which was different than, in my mind, I had heard of stages, not grades. But she couldn't tell me anything beyond that, because with cancer, you often have to go in and have a biopsy or take the cancer out to see, like, how far has it spread, where is it gone. And I had surgery, and then my test results came back. Well, this is how I like to say it. I was diagnosed with cancer, I think it was like March 26th or something like that, and I was cancer-free April 24th. So
that was a cool
less
journey.
Than 30 days later from learning about cancer, I was cancer-free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was really, and instead of having grade 2, I had the lowest form of cancer, the lowest stage, and the lowest grade of cancer that I could have had. So caught it early.
Caught it early.
And I asked, I was like, how did I go from grade 2 to grade 1? And they were like, we don't know. Well, I kind of know.
And what do you know?
I know that, I believe that God did that. God, yeah.
Yeah, the Lord, he loves you. And so now you work in kind of the toughest part of the city. Not the toughest part, but a very challenging part of the city.
Yeah.
Correct?
I would say I work in North Minneapolis. It's a really beautiful community.
It is.
I love it, and it does have challenges. That's how I would say it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so since we've known you, we've gone through some really rough stuff in Minneapolis, and it especially affected that part of town. All of Minneapolis, but that part of town. And Yvette has made a huge difference for community. This woman knows how to do community God's way, right? And isn't a preacher woman necessarily, but loves people very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful that she just continues to lead well in the city, and we're grateful for that. And so as Yvette has grown in lots of things, overcome cancer, just become a more mature woman of God, right? You've always been mature since I've known you, but there have been some things that continue to be part of her life that she hadn't shared with people. And so how long ago did you start your podcast?
I started it in June. Well, maybe it was May.
Yeah.
It was May of 2024. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been very long.
No.
And there are people that have known you for a long time and have listened to your story on your podcast and been surprised because you really didn't share some of the hardest parts of your history with people because that's not what you wanted to be defined by.
Sure.
Correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I just love the podcast, and it is called What Else Don't I Know, which is a really intriguing story.
Yeah.
And so you delve into your history.
Yes.
And I think we're going to kind of sum up things on this chat because people look at Yvette, and she is an accomplished woman. She's a smart woman, beautiful woman, and people love her, and they see what she does, honestly leading in all sorts of ways, mm-hmm. right? And they say, well, she seems to have had a great life, but I could never be like a vet because of what I've gone through, because of the pain, because of the brokenness and things. And you have learned not to be defined by your history, but you haven't lost your history either.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful story, and you've done it so well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I want to encourage people to come back to part two of this podcast and to have you tell your story and how you would encourage other people who have lived through tough things, who think that your past might be limiting you and what you could become. If you don't know how to go forward with God and be an overcomer, right, mm-hmm. and a thriver, then you'll want to listen to part two of this and hear what Yvette would have to tell you. So thanks for being here. And this is Christy Grainer with Yvette Graffia Gray.
Yes.
And this is the Dare to Believe podcast. We encourage you to like us, save us, share this podcast, and tune in for part two of this story next time.